KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is an ABC News special report. I'm Wayne Cabot. A man apparently impersonating law enforcement attacked two politicians and their spouses inside their own homes 8 miles apart in the suburbs north of Minneapolis. This update from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Also shot, State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, each shot multiple times. The Hoffmans now out of surgery. ABC News investigative reporter Josh Margolin on the victims.
Both Democrats, not saying that party has anything to do with it at all at this point, but both are Democrats. Perpetrator is now on the run.
Which is concerning. A list of other possible targets was retrieved from the suspects' cars. Security is being sent to protect those people named on that list. This is ABC News. Protests are underway by Americans who don't want an American king. With protests in all 50 states, the No Kings event is billed as the most widespread anti-Trump gathering in the president's second term. ABC's Melissa Adon in L.A.
We're expecting thousands of major cities that are right now bracing for so-called No King's Day protests. This is, of course, against President Donald Trump's policies. In L.A., immigration is top of mind for so many. Now, it's been 1 week since the first immigration raids erupted here in L.A., and that led to daily protests, the LAPD arresting more than 500 demonstrators since last weekend. And Mayor Karen Bass has called for an end to the immigration raids, but ICE activity has not stopped, with operations ongoing in Southern California.
Britain's king has knighted David Beckham. Gary Oldman, who played Churchill in the movies and the slovenly spy on Slow Horses, and the Who frontman Roger Daltrey. You're listening to ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy, emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects. Proponents say they're economically benefiting the community. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry. The renewable energy influx has faced some controversy, with critics saying they replace some of the state's agricultural uses. Opponents say less than 2% of Wisconsin's 14 million acres of agricultural land would be needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers likely, highs near 61. Tonight, rain continues, a low near 51. Showers and maybe some storms for Sunday, highs near 69. Sunday night, cloudy skies, 56. On Monday, scattered showers and storms, 78.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. We're back in the fishbowl this week with my man Jacob. Just plexiglass, Jacob, separating us. Do you feel nervous?
It feels so intimate, Joel. I'm not used to you being this close to me.
We're not used to it. Our field producer, Noah Morris, is taking a couple weeks to go do some mission work. So we wish him well on his mission work. That's fantastic. My name is Joel Clayfish. And it's fitting that my name is Joel Clayfish, because we're going to talk about the fishing season today.
Yeah.
Things are going to get fishy.
Alongside me.
Oh, it's starting.
All I have to do is walk in the room and things get fishy, I feel like. Danielle Fairman is my sidekick for the better part of two decades. Danielle Fairman and I have been riding the wave of the Wisconsin outdoors, a fantastic time hunting, fishing, eating. Do you think we've spent more time historically fishing, hunting, or eating?
Eating. 100% eating.
Because even when we're hunting, we're usually eating.
Right afterwards, absolutely. Or...
or during.
Well, now that Ellie is with us.
I was going to say.
Ellie has brought some fantastic meals, especially out ice fishing. That was the best meal I had out on the ice.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
It was.
I always eat well.
It was a setup, though.
What do you mean that was a setup?
It was like
Danielle and I had two
trips.
Sleds of food.
Yes. When Chef Lawton is along, I just brought a few things. Pretty soon you're making four trips.
The kitchen sink. She does bring the kitchen sink.
I think she brought
sink.
The chickens. The chicken sink.
Yeah. I love the chicken sink.
Oh,
is
Jacob.
That a dish you've made?
Chicken sink? I mean, I feel
why
like
don't
it
we
could
create
be.
A dish that kind of
it would be kind of like what's the where they put all the sausage and the crawfish? And,
a boil.
Like you could do like a
boil,
chicken,
but a chicken sink,
a chicken boil.
I don't know. I'm just trying things here.
A chickuation.
You know, we did get back from Scotland. That's two. Jacob, are you recording these?
Yeah.
That's two for Chef Lawton, two dad jokes right away. And she's clearly not a dad. So,
oh, it is Father's Day weekend.
It's
so
Father's Day weekend.
To all the incredible dads out there.
Yes, happy Father's Day. There's no better time in Wisconsin to have Father's Day than I would say the second or third Sunday in June because
of my birthday.
All the things. Oh, that's right.
June is the best month.
Yes.
June is the best month. I did read an article that the best looking people are born in June.
Yeah, you said that last week. Yeah. And you told me so that January times. People are the ugliest. And I'm the January person here in the room.
Going to say,
so is Josh, though. So it's kind of.
Josh is ugly, too?
What?
Oh. Hey, negative. Josh, us January folks got to stick together.
It's okay. It's okay. Josh is a good looking dude. Dude, man, he's a strapping man.
One of the
man.
Reasons why
Josh
I'm dating him.
Josh is a strapping young man, no doubt about it.
You guys are a cute couple.
I know.
Josh yeah. and Manny. Oh, know. Danielle and Josh. Okay.
Yeah, not Joel and Josh.
I'm missing all the metaphors here tonight. Danielle, well, okay, so back to the point I was trying to make. We do probably spend the most time together eating.
Yes.
And now we are fortunate enough that the official classically trained French culinarian, the chefferie of Raised in Wisco, yay, Ellie Lawton. Not only does she bring us fantastic recipes every week, but I feel like I've gained weight and we eat and eat and eat. And now eating is like the basis of almost everything we do with the show. And that's yes. why we have a cooking segment on the show.
And that- also, since she has been here, I have bought more supplies for my kitchen.
Yes. You're
I'm
welcome,
so
Josh.
Upset, but so happy. The fact great. Now that I have whole milk.
Oh my goodness!
In the fridge.
Oh boy.
It gets used all the right. time, more than regular milk. And then I bought one of those hot pots.
You did?
A hot pot already.
That's so fun.
We talked
so
last week about having hot pot, wild game hot pot. And I have to tell you, I've eaten at a lot of hot pot restaurants, and hot pot is one of my favorite things. So if you don't know what hot pot is specifically, we kind of described it. You basically boil a broth of some sort, and then you cook. You cook whatever you like in that broth and make it kind of an Asian soup, right?
Yeah.
I cannot tell you that. I think that wild game hot pot we had was the best I've ever had.
Oh, I agree.
That was the best.
It was
I ever
my
had
favorite.
Too.
The one side was very spicy. It was very spicy, but it was so flavorful. And the fact that we did it outside and it was a beautiful evening.
Yeah,
oh, what a great,
was perfect.
Great way to enjoy a Wisconsin evening.
It's so spicy. It
was so spicy.
It's so spicy.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
That's one of Joel's personalities.
Point. It's so spicy. We'd be in trouble if we started counting those, I will tell you.
I think between the three of us, there's
plenty of personalities.
Sorry, Jacob.
Jacob, now that you're like right, you know, 5 feet away from me with plexiglass separating us, I'm going to ask you more questions during the show. Have you ever had hot pot?
No, I have not had hot pot, Joel.
Do you know what hot pot is?
Yes, you were just telling us all on the show.
See, he does listen.
14 seconds ago.
Jacob, would you try hot pot?
Sure, why not? What's okay. in it? What sort of wild game?
Well, we had no guy last week, but we could put anything in it.
I'll be your guy.
Venison, no, pheasant.
Dad Joe.
I like it,
Jacob.
I'm being indoctrinated now that you're here.
That's okay. We'll take it.
Nice.
I don't mind it at all. Jacob, aww. I want to have you kick. I want to see. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you have a weekly Wisco? Is there something you did that has to do with the outdoors of Wisconsin that you want to talk about today?
No, but I'll tell you something that happened just, you know, because you asked.
Did it happen in Wisconsin?
It happened in Wisconsin.
Then it's a weekly Wisco.
I was outside even, so that kind of adds to it.
Oh, wow.
It rained so much when I was outside walking very far away from my car that I had to stop somewhere under a tree and wring my shirt out like 9 times. I was just completely soaked. I was stepping I wasn't stepping in potholes or anything, just the sidewalk, and the water was over my shoe. That's how much rain was pouring through. So, you know, that's just the sort of thing I love about Wisconsin. The rain comes out of nowhere, and it's a lot
it
of fun.
It does.
You
it
had a wet does. Weekly Wisco.
It was refreshing, though, I'll tell you. I mean, it's annoying, but it was refreshing.
That's a great weekly Wisco. I mean, if you
Thank
don't
you.
Like the weather in Wisconsin, wait around 5 minutes, right? Isn't
yeah,
that what they
it'll
say?
It'll change.
Danielle, what do you got for a weekly Wisco?
Well, I had a very eventful weekly Wisco. I busted out the kayak, finally.
Ooh,
I stepped
nice.
Away from the gardening
the
because I needed a break.
Sideways banana.
We need to get Joel in one of those this summer.
Totally. Nope. We do.
It's happening.
So I have the Old Town pedal kayak, which is even better. So you
Ooh,
have hands-free
yeah.
for,
cool,
for,
sure.
for fishing.
Yes.
Bought a couple new lures, tried those out, lost two in the tree, but got one back.
Oh, good.
It was a situation.
Yeah.
And then Bandit was with me, of course. Shocking.
Weird.
Can't believe that.
But so that was awesome. But then the next morning, we took Josh's canoe and we went out bow fishing at the pond right by our house.
Oh, you bow fished in a canoe?
Yes.
Never done that before.
It was sketchy.
While you were sitting,
yeah.
Or did you stand up to do it?
We stood up each time because we only also only had,
there were two of you in one.
So
kayak.
You rotated shooters.
Yes.
We only had one. Double kayak?
No, canoe.
Canoe.
Oh, canoe.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bigger canoe.
Who would a canoe?
Crickets. But yeah, so we
not
actually
every joke lands.
I thought it was hilarious, boss.
Thank you, Jacob.
I shot two. Josh shot zero.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no. But it was his first time, so you know, we'll give him that.
That's
one.
Okay.
It's tricky shooting into water with
bow fishing. Is very
it is
addicting.
Tricky.
It is. And all the lily pads are out with her and they're having the flowers. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
So can you tell me how you position yourself in a canoe to bowfish?
You bend your knees slightly and you put your feet on the edge of the wall.
On the gunwale?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
On the gunwales?
Like balancing a paddleboard, but you're in a canoe shooting a bow.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you would do.
Yes, it does.
It sounds very, very tricky.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my canoe and it just, no.
We had a Stanley, the OG Stanleys,
yeah,
of coffee.
Oh,
and it was great. I brought some breakfast sandwiches out there.
Wow,
it was nice. It was a nice little date.
What a
surprise! You had food along.
A Wisco date,
right?
I'm gonna tell you something. My mom always had a theory. She said that every good party is only as good as the food and how long
great.
It lasts.
Great,
yes,
brilliant.
So I think you can take that, and Wisconsin's a perfect example of taking that to everything you do. If you are trying fishing for the first time or trying hunting for the first time or kayaking or canoeing or mountain climbing, throw some good food in a backpack because it will take a mediocre experience and make it fantastic. There's nothing like sitting on the side of a rock or sitting on the shores, of our beautiful waterways here, or even sitting in a meadow and having a lunch. Take a picnic. A picnic is a lost art, I feel like, in this country.
I love to picnic.
I picnic at least a dozen times a year.
I love it.
I always ask for it for my birthday to go on a picnic.
I'm going to tell you. You know what I have in my truck right now? I've got one of those fold-up, like the soft fold-up collapsible tables and two chairs, so I can picnic anywhere at any time.
Look at that. You're ready to
go. I think it's
fantastic. You have two chairs, but you never invite us, so.
Weird.
The other chair is to hold the cooler, right?
That's right. Oh, man, that's fun.
What about your weekly Wisco, Joel? Play fish?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm going to get there, but I have one quick question. I want to know if Josh ever gets jealous of Bandit.
Oh, yeah. No, he understands. He understands.
Because I think you love that dog more than any other human being.
Oh, I have told Josh this multiple times. Yeah. I also have told him, if there is a house fire, I am getting Bandit, then getting you.
Yeah, it's Danielle and Bandit. It's not Danielle and Josh.
Wow.
Yeah, like Josh knows this.
Oh, my gosh.
He was...
Do you guys know Danielle and Bandit and their man Josh?
Yeah.
I like that.
And their man Josh?
We're going over to Danielle and Bandit's house. Now, remember, Josh doesn't bite.
Josh will be there, too.
Josh will be there.
Oh, that's hilarious. I like that. Good one.
My weekly Wisco is fun with mushrooms. Not those kind, Danielle.
Whoa.
Not those kind.
Jeez, Joel.
I was exposed to
you.
Mushroom jerky.
Wait, what?
Mushroom jerky. It was jerky made out of mushrooms.
Okay, what kind
and
of mushrooms?
I just I'm not one of those, try to make things taste like meat guys. I'm not one of those. I'd rather eat the meat. But these were dried mushrooms with like sriracha, sweet sriracha on them. And I ate them. That was my weekly Wisco, trying mushrooms in a different way. And what I really have to say is they were super duper mediocre.
They do not sound appealing at all.
Well, look, probably the reason that I even bought them was because I was curious about them, and I thought of all the jokes I could make about being a fungi and there's not mushroom left and that kind of thing.
Oh.
Huh. Look at that.
I don't know. Again, you don't know if something's fun until you throw it against the wall, but I guess I wouldn't advise you to try these.
No, it's just like that mushroom coffee. Jerky.
Oh,
have you tried the mushroom?
I've tried some
of those I like, that's but some are not good.
Yeah, those are horrible.
Those are horrible. Oh, I can't do those. What? They're disgusting. They're absolutely disgusting.
But you guys know that I like to eat some interesting things.
Yes.
This is very true.
I will tell you, the mushroom coffee I tried was horrible.
Yeah, no, I tried two different brands.
I tried some not so good ones.
Oh, gosh. I want to hear more about this bow fishing. We're going to talk about Father's Day weekend, which is awesome. And we are obviously going to talk about food and this week's recipe with Chef Ellie Lawton and get her weekly Wisco. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Look out now, Raised and Wisco.
Wow,
why
whatever. Not?
You're raised in Wisco. You're raised and Wisco. Yep. This is Raised in Wisco. Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop throughout Wisconsin. If you want to learn, well, I always say if you want to learn about the outdoors, I think we laugh more than learn about the outdoors most often.
I mean, they just learned about mushroom jerky, so.
That's.
They may have laughed at it.
To bow fish out of a canoe.
I was talking about mushroom
jerky. I feel like that's not weird, though. Is it weird? This is a strange thing to you guys, me bow fishing out of a
canoe?
Yeah,
I think it is. I think it's,
it sounds unstable.
I have my...
You gotta bend the knees, girl. You gotta bend the knees.
Oh, you know there's a lot of jokes
there.
Yeah,
I know. Did you see them running it through my brain?
It's unstable. It's a little unstable. Well,
not the only thing unstable around here.
And mushroom jerky, So at the place that I bought the mushroom jerky, a little farm stand, they had morels for sale.
Perfect.
And do you know how when you write numbers, morels can, when you write numbers, morels.
What is going on over there?
Maybe they were funky mushrooms. And I didn't
yeah.
know.
How long ago did you eat this mushroom jerky?
10 minutes ago. Don't chase the rabbits, man.
They had show us the rabbits, George. They didn't. They had morel mushrooms, and they had a sign out, and the morel mushrooms said $12 a pound. And I thought, holy crap, is that a great price for morel mushrooms?
That really
a
boosted
morel. Pound that boosted. Oh, that boosted
That's
morel.
An easy one.
That boosted morel. Well, little did I know there was a cap on the price, and it.
Oh.
That was a mushroom jerky.
Oh, yeah, cat mushroom. Okay, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to move on because, again, that one didn't fly. That went over like a lead balloon. So I went to the woman up front. I said, I cannot believe those morels are beautiful. I cannot believe they're only $12 a pound. She said, no, that's not a one. That's a seven. They were $72.
No.
So then you slowly backed up and put yours back
or
what?
Oh my gosh. I am so glad I didn't fill a bag of them and bring them up there.
Instead, you said, jeez. I'll just take the mushroom jerky.
I think that I felt guilty. Then I didn't feel so bad paying $10 for a bag of mushroom jerky.
Yes. $72? That's outrageous.
Well, not really, though. I mean, morel mushrooms are tough to find if you think about it. And you imagine, and they were dried. So imagine how much you get for a pound of them. That's a lot, I imagine. Anyway, it was a little rich for my blood.
Yeah. Nope.
Chef Ellie Lawton, what was your weekly Wisco?
Let's see. I picked and processed so much rhubarb.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's exciting.
I have my winter stash of rhubarb all done. Yeah. So
wait,
I have enough.
Are you selling rhubarb per pound?
What do you mean your stash? What do you do with how?
So right
let's
now,
enlighten the folks listening right now. How
right
do you
now,
take
the rhubarb is beautiful. And the weather we've been having, the cool nights and the sporadic rains, the moisture content in the rhubarb is higher than it was last year. So I've already baked with some of it this year, and it's so good. And
so moisture content high in rhubarb is a good thing.
Yeah, it's super good. Last year, we didn't have a lot of rain, and it was really dry. It didn't work out well. So I picked it, washed it, chopped it, put it in single layers, froze it, and stacked up my freezer. So I have enough to last me until next year's crop.
You know what? I think a lot of people think of produce and foraging in Wisconsin and they think of like using it right away.
Yeah, no, but preserve it.
I don't think a lot of people know how to.
Yeah, and there's so
I don't
much...
think, I mean, the way you described it sounds pretty easy.
It's very easy. It's just time consuming.
What do you wrap it in?
I just put it in freezer bags.
Just freezer? Why?
It's, see, that's why this is so easy. It will not freezer burn if you use it within a year. You're not going to get any freezer burn.
I'm always worried about that. It's going to get tough and leathery.
Do you put paper towel between it? Or?
No. So I wash it and then I dry it all before I cut it up. I cut it up and I put it in freezer bags flat. And then I just stack it on like one big pan so they all lay very flat. That's the key. Like keep it flat, keep it dry, put it in the freezer. It's great.
And
I use it all year round, and you wouldn't even know that I mean, I could defrost it in December for you, and you wouldn't even know that you'd think I just picked it.
When I was young, my mom would pick rhubarb. We'd grow rhubarb at our house, and we would just eat it raw, dipped in sugar.
So Ooh. Good. It's like nature's goodness. Pixie sticks.
I am just now... I like that.
Yeah.
I like that,
You just have to add the sugar.
That's effing precious.
Oh, my goodness.
Picnic sticks.
Pixie
sticks.
Sorry, guys. It's the mushroom jerky.
The mushroom jerky.
Nobody's going to buy that after listening to this.
Nope. Well, maybe they will. $70 a pound.
Maybe they will.
I would advise not buying the mushroom jerky, to be honest. Jacob, are you a beef jerky guy?
I was, but now I'm a mushroom jerky guy based on what I'm hearing here. I mean, it sounds
sold.
Sounds like a good time.
Sounds
hey?
Like a lot of fun.
You know, I thought the thing I did think about this dried mushroom jerky with kind of the sriracha, I thought you could probably add it to an Asian dish that you were cooking.
Stir fry.
Rehydrate it and then use it. I think it might be good that way.
You know where it'd be good is in hot pot.
There we come. Life comes full circle, doesn't it?
It would be really good in hot pot. Yeah. So my weekly Wisco was rhubarb.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty fantastic weekly Wisco. Bottom line
is fine.
It sounds better than mine.
Yeah, it does.
Mine is so stupid.
Although
dry
yours
mushrooms.
Is still affecting us. So, I mean, we're all kind of paying the price for the mushroom jerky.
Well, there's not mushroom for more bad jokes.
Oh, man. So. Are you sure? Are you sure? We're going with
Danielle,
that one?
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm not absolutely sure. I'm very excited to talk about food, as I always am. And I'm even more excited to learn exactly how you have to aim when you shoot at a fish underwater.
It is tricky.
This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is an ABC News special report. I'm Wayne Cabot. A man apparently impersonating law enforcement attacked two politicians and their spouses inside their own homes 8 miles apart in the suburbs north of Minneapolis. This update from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
We're here today because an unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Also shot, State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, each shot multiple times. The Hoffmans now out of surgery. ABC News investigative reporter Josh Margolin on the victims.
Both Democrats. Not saying that party has anything to do with it at all at this point, but both are Democrats. Perpetrator is now on the run.
Which is concerning. A list of other possible targets was retrieved from the suspects' cars. Security is being sent to protect those people named on that list. This is ABC News.
The Brewers battle the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals face off again today at AmFam Field. St. Louis trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. Last night, the Brewers held on to win 3-2, thanks to some good base running by Sal Frelick, who has also improved his play in right field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to improve every year. I think last year I was definitely able to get to a ton of balls that I thought I really did a good job, you know, with my first step quickness and stuff like that. And then, you know, this year I think just the arm accuracy is something that I was working on a ton, worked on spring, and just making sure we're having clean transitions out there and just throwing it on the money. Doesn't need to be, you know, whipped as hard as I can or, you know, head snapping, pulling balls down, but just, you know, making sure it's a good long hop, one hop, and getting it there.
And the Brewers are signing first baseman Aaron Vaughn to their Nashville team. The crew acquired Vaughn in that trade for pitcher Aaron Civale, who was sent to the last place Chicago White Sox. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals 1 TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Richson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers likely, highs near 61. Tonight, rain continues, a low near 51. Showers and maybe some storms for Sunday, highs near 69. Sunday night, cloudy skies, 56. On Monday, scattered showers and storms, 78.
Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Here on Raised in Wisco, you're going to learn what you can take from the outdoors and put it on your, slap it on your dinner table. Slap it right on your dinner
table.
Throw it on
there. Slap around, a little slappy poo.
Slap it around.
Just throw her on there. You know what I Raised in Wisco. First of all, folks, we love having you along. If this is your first time listening to Raised in Wisco, don't be
frightened. Sorry.
It gets much worse than this. We talk about food, foraging, hunting, fishing, kayaking, mountain climbing, camping.
All the things outdoors.
All of the above. Mushrooming. And it's always tied to eating, I feel like. It's always tied to eating and what you can do to be a culinarian and use what you can take from the resources of Wisconsin that are renewable resources. If you're listening to us, you're doing it on one of the civic media stations throughout Wisconsin, 21 of them to be exact. And if you miss us live Saturdays at 11 o'clock, you can hear me, Joel Clayfish, along with my sidekick, Danielle Fairman. Hello. And as always, the show's official culinarian, French chef, Ellie Lawton, every Saturday at 11 on 21 civic media stations. So there's nowhere in Wisconsin that you are out of reach of a radio station that plays Raised in Wisco. But if you miss it, Danielle, where can you find us on what podcast?
Why would they miss this?
Maybe they're bow fishing out of a canoe. Maybe and they can't hold their phone.
But if they ate too many mushrooms.
You can find us on Facebook Live to be exact. You can see our bright and shiny faces. You can also find us on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Struggle with Apple?
Because iPhones are weird. I knew I would strike
hitting
something
us right
with
where
that.
It hurts.
I knew this would happen. This
honestly,
this
I want to go back to an old Nokia. Nokia, right? Is that what
sure.
it's called?
Nokia.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Thanks.
I want to go back
Nokia?
To that.
Nokia.
Nokia. Yeah.
Nokia. Is it Nokia?
Yeah, the kind that was like, a,
it's like
the size
who,
of a house
who
phone.
Broke into your truck. The Nokia boys.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's what it's called.
The Kia boys.
The Kia boys. Yeah.
But yes, you can find us there, but always give us a like on Facebook, please.
Yeah, come on, check out our Facebook page. We're really doing a lot more to update it frequently and get our pictures on. Send your pictures in, too, to Facebook.
Oh, that'd be
we
wonderful.
Will post them for you. So look up Raised in Wisco on the old Face Space. And
really?
It's not Face. No, Face.
You're such a dad. You're
the
a
book face of faces.
The book of faces. Yes, that's it.
It's
right
Facebook.
There.
I
named
know that.
It. You got it.
So send us your pictures. We'll put them on the Raised in Wisco Facebook page. You can watch us live there as well.
And yeah. I love that I experienced one of your, this sounds weird, experienced one of your probably nightmares that you have. Because you love
getting stuck in a kayak.
Yes, and it was a canoe.
Oh,
so having to stand up in a canoe to go bow fishing, you would probably hate that so much because you're just going like this,
yeah,
just rocking back and forth,
shaking.
I have my Boy Scout canoeing merit badge.
Oh.
From just a couple years ago. He wears it every day, guys.
You have to be. You have to quit Boy Scouts when you're 18. So you have to get everything done by the time you're 18. So it was like 17 years ago that I got it. So
they should really have Man Scouts.
It's called a bar.
They do.
No, they should have. There should be Man Scouts, and it should be grown men learning how to do dishes. And they could get badges from their wives.
Oh my God. It's like a chore list.
Yeah.
Yeah, the to do list.
And there could be
badges.
Women Scouts too, where we learn how to
do an oil
break
change.
Down. Quarter a cow or change the brakes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to stay out of this conversation, period, because anything I say about either one of those topics, I'm going to be called something.
Sexist?
It's probably that you said it, not
well,
me.
Danielle, we can talk about it. What are your thoughts about women and Man Scouts?
I feel like you should just do this every single day, but everyone loves being rewarded.
This is true. Well, so you could get a badge for doing the dishes all year long.
We do have Man Scouts. It's called Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, Delta Waterfowl,
SCI. That's true.
Walleyes forever. Pheasants
and women
forever.
Have Louis Vuitton.
No, I do not want Louis Vuitton.
You don't?
Oh, no.
What if you could get like a Louis Vuitton that was adorned with camo? What a camo Louis Vuitton?
Danielle, they have rifle slings.
Okay. See the way my mind goes? If I have, God, now I'm going to sound mean. I do not want a Louis Vuitton because that just makes me feel hoity-toity.
Oh.
Okay.
But I love you guys.
I don't own
any
Louis
Vuitton.
I do not own Louis Vuitton.
But it's just
okay.
That's
now
just
I feel like
me.
I'm being singled out, and this is sexist.
Man up.
To be fair, your Louis Vuitton has got like leather fringes on it.
Mine has been customized to be.
Oh, so wait a minute. So it's even
unique.
More expensive.
Yes.
So it's more hoity-toity.
Yes. Like the fact, okay, remember that bag?
I don't know what to say here.
Remember that bag you got us for New Year's?
Yeah.
I love that thing. I get compliments on it all of the
time. That's your rodeo bag that I got you.
I use it all the time. That's the fanciest thing I own.
It certainly is not because I've seen your truck.
Well, I can't like
and
toss
I've seen
that.
Some
and I've
of
seen
your
dog
rifles and shotguns, Danielle.
Okay, but
and I've seen some of your hunting clothing.
You're right.
And also,
I got nothing. I have nothing.
And I like bags.
Well, who doesn't like
whether they
bags?
Hold a firearm or a wallet? I like them all.
I can understand. Look, I have 12 pairs of hunting hiker boots.
Oh,
yes. Crispies, Kennetrex, Zamberlands.
I love my Zamberlands.
Danners. I love my Zamberlands. They are the best.
Yes.
I love Zamberlands.
Agreed.
Yeah. Zamberlands.
I love Zambies, man. They're the best.
I love my Louis Vuitton.
I have Danners.
I have Danners.
Danners are
I
great.
Love Danners.
Yeah,
Danners are
they're
incredible.
So comfortable.
I'm wearing,
Danners
right now.
Oh,
look
at that. I'm wearing our Watson cowboy boots right now.
I'm wearing my OG Crocs.
Heck yeah.
That I got like 15 years ago.
The thing I remember the most about my canoeing merit badge from the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah, we're still on this.
Is that you're not supposed to stand up in a canoe.
Yeah,
period.
Correct.
You are not
were
supposed
you a
to stand
rebel?
Up on a canoe. No, I'm saying
he
it
stayed
takes
seated. That's how I got his badge.
It takes actually, you're not supposed to be seated in a canoe either.
I'm
Did
sorry,
you know
what?
That?
What?
You are supposed
this
to kneel in a canoe and
nope.
rest your bottom on the seat.
That hurts my knee just thinking about it.
It hurts your knees, but there's you put a pad down. You're supposed to kneel with your bottom for your butt on the seat. You're supposed to put your butt on the seat and kneel.
I don't think anybody knows
and
that.
You are supposed
I don't think
to
so
do,
either.
You are supposed to do a J stroke. You are supposed to be able to go. You are not supposed to switch sides of the canoe when you're paddling.
Danielle, it's a Joel Clayfish stroke is what it it's is. He just made that up.
I swear to you. Okay, folks, if you're listening, write us in at Facebook and tell us you understand what a J stroke is. Danielle. Danielle, this is a family show. This is a family show, Danielle.
I'm the black sheep. Leave me alone.
Okay.
You put the paddle in.
Don't know anything.
If you're right-handed,
you
have the paddle on the left side of the canoe. You bring it, you draw it along the gunwale of the canoe, and at the end of it, you curl it out in the shape of a J. So as you paddle, it'll push the canoe slightly right, and as you make the J, it'll pull it back left. So you never, even if you're solo in a canoe, you never have to remove. You can paddle on one side.
I don't
That's
know
really
about
aggressive.
That.
I'm going
to. I only know how to stir sauces. I'm not here to paddle a canoe.
You should practice.
Maybe you should try the J stroke the next time you're making jambalaya.
I'm going to do that.
I highly doubt you will. I do not think you're going to
Well,
try
in our canoeing experience, I went both sides.
Okay.
There's no
That's
way.
Okay. That's how I do it,
yeah,
too.
There's and no way.
When I'm on a canoe now to go duck hunting or goose hunting, I sit on the seat as well. I don't kneel anymore, but. You're not supposed to stand up.
Wow.
In a canoe.
When was That's the last time you were in a canoe?
Fall, not long ago.
Oh.
I was in the.
So you'll go into a canoe, but you will not go into a kayak. This makes
ding,
no
ding,
sense.
Ding, ding, ding.
Kayaks
have a little hole you go
but
in.
An open kayak.
Yeah,
what's the technical term
seat.
For it?
I think an open kayak's a canoe.
No,
it's
the
a kayak.
Kind that Danielle has. It's exposed. Your legs are exposed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only
There's
thing
no
exposed,
hole.
Not myself.
Yeah.
Yes. Family show, Danielle.
What she said.
Oh, no. I have the Old Town pedal kayak where it's just a really comfortable
it's just,
seat. And then
it's like basically like
pedals.
A paddle board with kind of little sides and a seat.
Well, I hate to break this to you. I was talking to the former chief warden of the DNR. And
that little bugger.
There are more people injured or die in kayak accidents in Wisconsin than anything else. So,
baloney.
I'm just saying.
What are they doing in
I'm
the kayak?
I'm just saying.
So.
They flip over and they can't get back up.
Ooh.
They can't get right back up.
I kayaked for several years and I never had a bad incident or experience with it. And I took my dog with me and she sat in the hole
nice.
With me.
Well, I'm very glad you didn't have a bad
experience
because you wouldn't be here if you did. And we would miss out on all those great recipes and I would weigh 10 pounds
That's
less.
The only reason why you guys like me is for the food.
Well,
no.
Cricket.
It's not the only reason. What was your bad experience in a kayak, Danielle?
I got caught. I stayed out there a little too late and all the boats started coming in.
And so you were catching
waves.
And
so I was catching the waves, trying to go. But then, of course, people do not pay attention.
Nope.
And then they would go very fast next to me, more like cigar boat situation. And then the big waves would just come and just another. And it just was like a cheap old
Pelican. Did you get flipped over?
I did flip over.
Did you get stuck almost over?
No,
upside down?
I just luckily was able to swim. And then a boat saw, and then they like.
You were swimming with your legs in the kayak.
I was just my arm on the kayak holding
You're
it
like
and
towing
swimming.
Your kayak
yeah.
with your arm.
Holy I was just swimming. Yeah,
that
it was,
sounds like a potentially panic situation.
It was a panic situation only because one of the reasons is because I hate, I cannot swim.
Oh, boy.
Did you have a life vest on?
Oh, no, of course not.
Danielle.
Oh,
my. It was
okay. You're here. Basically, I'm saying I won't get in a kayak because it's dangerous, and you're like, no, it's not. I almost died, but it's not
Folks
that bad.
Folks listening to Raised in Wisco,
please
wear
your
life
wear
vest
your life
while you
vest.
Are out kayaking
okay.
this summer.
Shall I
add the tricky part to that conversation?
Sure.
There's a trickier part.
Yeah, I was not sober.
Oh.
So.
Okay, folks listening to Raised in Wisco,
do not drink while operating a kayak. Wear your life vest.
Yeah, we were coming back from a sandbar. And
be cognizant of other watercraft.
And always kneel in the kayak.
And always kneel in the canoe.
Canoe.
So
we thought
okay.
you canoe that.
Oh, my goodness.
When
it never ends.
When you're
Ooh,
in the canoe with
tonight.
Josh, do you two canoodle with each other while you're in the canoe?
Oh, this is a family
show. That is a family show.
Canoodle. Okay, you guys,
what
canoodling
do you
is snuggling.
Canoodle is?
Oh,
snuggling.
That's not like Netflix and chill?
No. Certainly not.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about that.
What is happening?
We are full of bad things today.
So when you
sorry, Mom. I'm
when
sorry,
you
Tom.
Fished... When you fish, when you shoot, when you bowfish at a carp, you have to aim under them, correct?
You do
because
have
of the parallax on the water that you're looking at.
The water refraction.
And in front of them, correct?
you aim below that. Well, it depends. If they're the deeper they are, the lower you have to go.
Yeah, you aim super, super low.
Yes. Yeah, so where you think you're going to, add another few degrees and you're going to hit it.
It's so fun.
They also make practice target shots that you can practice in the water.
Oh, nice. Well, that would be fun too. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear a little more about that. But more than that, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about a fish recipe, I think. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get fishy, Mr. Fish.
Let's get fishy on Raised in Wisco.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and senior county official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP county commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Raised in Wisco, at the end of the day, what kind of show is it, Danielle?
It is a cooking show.
That's why.
Sorry, I chimed in there.
The one, the only. Oh, well, it wouldn't be appropriate if you didn't chime in.
Wait,
when we're talking
I chived
about
in there.
Oh, man.
Come on, Jacob. Not even a chuckle out of that.
That's so scary.
I'm trying to work, Joel. Come on. You guys are too funny. Don't say stuff like that, guys. Come on.
That was sarcastic.
Man.
What is going on back there?
Oh, boy. Danielle.
I can't run the show like this.
Jacob, you're a sarcastic little scallion.
Thank you.
Oh. And that's no chive.
Oh, my.
And that's no artichoke.
Please. Please stop.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Danielle, before we get into the recipe, I think you have some shout-outs to do, right?
I do. So not only is it Father's Day weekend, it is also my birthday weekend.
Hey!
Yay!
Happy birthday, Danielle. Is your birthday today, Saturday,
no,
today?
No, it is actually going to be Tuesday, the 17th.
Okay.
So it'll be good. In the next upcoming days.
This is exciting.
But that's not only exciting. Is it my birthday, it's my brother Randy's birthday.
Oh, I met Randy.
And it is also my my sister Lisa's birthday.
Oh, I haven't met Lisa yet.
And so it's also Father's Day. And then it is all. And
it was
also my parents' anniversary.
It was my birthday last Sunday.
There we go.
Tomorrow will be a week since I had my birthday, so that's pretty exciting.
And
so
it's my birthday at the end of January. Yay!
For January birthdays.
So the whole family will be up in Amaro at my parents' lake house.
Nice.
So I'm very excited to be up there with my family and celebrating. My friend Annie's coming as well. So
awesome.
I know. I'm very excited about
this. Hey, family, happy birthdays.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Danielle Fairman family.
We'll be up there bow fishing as well out of the little John boat.
Ooh.
I feel like the Danielle Fairman family is part of the Raised in Wisco family.
I think so, too.
Yes.
My mom makes us souvenirs.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay. I love them.
And as important as your family is and how much I'd love to talk about them,
food.
I'd rather
yes,
talk
I
about
understand.
Food. Ellie?
So I have a great recipe for you and your family to make while you're fishing.
Even better.
So we're going to talk about rainbow trout. I love rainbow
trout.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I'm
in. Sign me up.
No, we're going to stop that immediately.
Rainbow trout.
No. As much as we'd love to hear your singing, we want to talk about trout. Okay?
I like it.
Sorry. No.
This dish is
Danielle
super...
Danielle just gave a trout out to her family.
Oh, Jacob,
goodness. That joke went over like a Led Zeppelin.
Actually, I think that was my favorite. A trout out to your family.
Okay,
so,
continue,
honestly,
please.
We're just going to tell dad jokes. We're not even going to get to the recipe.
Recipe, what's the point? I apologize.
It's a good thing that the recipe's
sorry,
not.
Sorry, I blew up.
Sorry you swam upstream with that.
Really?
I'm just as guilty as you.
Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm out.
Okay, Danielle, you're going to go up there. You're going to catch a couple rainbow trout.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
You're going to gut them and you're going to clean them, leaving the tail and the heads on, okay?
Gut them. Just cut them down the stomach.
Correct.
And then use your two fingers and pull the guts right out.
Pull the guts out, clean them up, rinse them out a little bit, make them pretty. Get your oven preheated to 400 degrees, put those trout, two trout in maybe like a 9x13 glass dish, and you're going to, drizzle olive oil over the top of them, sprinkle them with, flake sea salt or just sea salt, whatever kind you have.
The scales and skin are on.
Skin. Yep.
Okay.
Leave it on. And then after you drizzled it with olive oil, salt and pepper, then you're going to stuff them with fresh dill. Sliced
Ooh.
Onions and lemon slices.
Yes, please.
And then also juice one lemon over the top of those two fish.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Put them in the oven for 20 minutes. That is all you need, and they will come out beautiful. Now, check them halfway through. So set your timer for 10 minutes. If the dish looks like if there's no juice in the dish, take some hot water, okay? This is very important. Take about a half a cup of hot water and pour them over the fish for the last 10 minutes of baking them. But it has to be hot water if you're using a glass dish, because do you know what's going to happen if you use cold water?
Shatter.
It's going to shatter in your oven. So you can certainly bake these in a regular pan. It doesn't have to be glass. I use glass. But just make sure you're using hot water if you're going to add the water to make them super, super moist and delicious after that 20 minutes. And then you have beautiful trout.
You can use this recipe with any fish, or does it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Any fish. Yeah. Oil, lemon, salt, pepper, stuff them. Yeah. I love cooking or baking fish whole. And then you could do a beautiful summer arugula salad with fresh blueberries and some basil, cilantro, lemon juice, olive oil, salt, pepper, and you are good to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely
fantastic.
Options are endless with this one.
Yeah.
And Danielle, you hardly need to pack any ingredients to take up north for that.
Oh, my parents live up there.
So you're good to go. Lemon, onions, olive oil, salt, pepper.
Done.
You just need the fish.
You use the lemon for lemon
and some
drops
dill.
Later?
Sure. Yeah.
And dill for the Bloody Marys
later?
Yeah,
the fresh dill makes a big difference. Yeah. The fresh dill is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
That I think people often try to overcomplicate things, and the recipe you just made right there is so simple, so easy.
5 minutes. And seriously, 5 minutes.
I'm going to guess people overcook this very often.
Yes. You only need the 20 minutes.
How do you know the fish is done? Is it the like when what you make walleye and everything?
You can check it. Yeah. Yeah. Like you can actually open it up. It'll kind of flake a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, here's a question I have. When you're making trout or, you know, salmon or kind of those red fish, do you eat the skin on it then or not?
I have.
You can eat
but
the skin.
But I like the skin. Like, it's got to be crisp up a little bit. And certain fish, you don't want to eat the skin. Some you do. The trout, I've tried it before. It's not, like, something that I would dine on all the time. But it's fun to try. Yeah, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt you.
You're not going to eat any with scales on it, right?
Like, that's
you
true. Just,
you're going to eat, you wouldn't eat the trout fish skin or the with, salmon.
Say, scales on it.
Yeah, if it's crispy, but don't eat it if it's not crispy.
Chef Lawton, thank you for that awesome recipe.
Sounds
Danielle
so
Fairman, my name is Joel Clayfish. We hope you have a fantastic Father's Day tomorrow for all those dads out there. We love having you along. Catch us every Saturday at 11. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
Is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police say there's a manhunt for a specific person they want to talk to in the two overnight shootings of two U.S. lawmakers in their own homes in the suburbs north of Minneapolis. Former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband are dead. Senator John Hoffman and his wife are out of surgery. Police say they exchanged gunfire with somebody when they were checking at the home of Hortman. That person escaped. Police say they found a list of other targets in his car and that he appeared to be impersonating a police officer. Bob Jacobson, Minnesota Commissioner of Public Safety.
The suspect exploited the trust of our uniforms, that our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
Minnesota State Patrol asking the public not to attend today's demonstrations across Minnesota out of an abundance of caution. This is ABC News. In the